Robert Half research indicates that 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Their specialized recruiting professionals engage with their proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank. Some things should be boring, like banking. Boring is safe and reliable. You don't want your bank to be surprising. Surprising is for podcasts about seemingly insignificant inventions that impact our lives, not banks. PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life. PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865. Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. Almost without fail, an architectural draft starts with one straight line, and then another, and another. A succession of clean, orderly lines until eventually, a building emerges. And it makes sense that straight lines form the core of our built environment. They're cost efficient. Materials like wood and steel and pipes come in straight linear units, although that's a bit of a tautology. But it's certainly easier to calculate structural loads on rectilinear surfaces. Straight lines are logical, predictable.
And they are completely devoid of humanity.
So says producer Louisa Beck.
Actually, it's not my argument. It's this guy's.
The straight line is godless and immoral. The straight line is not a creative line, but an imitating line, a lying line, a coward line.
This is Tausendsassa, Friedensreich, Regentag, Dunkelbund, Hundertwasser.
In German, that means multi-talented, peace-filled, rainy day, dark-colored hundred waters.
It's a name he gave himself.
Yeah, no kidding.
Which makes sense, because for Hundertwasser, radical self-expression was everything.
Even tenant-owned buildings are subject to censorship. Such regulations are characteristic of prisons, cages, and stables.
This is from a speech Hundertwasser gave in 1983 at the Architectural Association in London. He was known for giving talks wearing mismatched, wild-colored socks and wacky hats, or showing up completely naked. That day, though, he was fully clothed. He looked out into a room full of architects and told them they were criminals, planning lifeless, rigid structures that restricted human creativity.
The time has come for people to rebel against their confinement in cubicle constructions like prisoners or rabbits in cages, a confinement which is alien to human nature.
Hundertwasser was born Friedrich Stohwasser in 1928. He made a name for himself, so to speak, as a painter. He was known for squiggly, abstract, nearly psychedelic paintings.
And in 1985, he completed a building, an apartment complex in his home city of Vienna. Hundertwasser House looks as if one of his paintings had been made manifest. It's full of asymmetrical shapes, wacky colors, clashing patterns, mismatched windows, and undulating, uneven floors. There are no godless straight lines in sight.
Working together with architects and engineers, Hundertwasser went on to design more buildings all over Vienna. His work really sticks out in that city. Almost all the other buildings there are stately Baroque. Throughout the 1980s and 90s, Hundertwasser went on to design all kinds of other structures, like gas stations, heating plants, and schools. And his renown extended beyond Vienna. He was hired to design buildings in Germany, Japan, New Zealand.
He made one building in the U.S., a winery in Napa Valley.
His architecture is festooned with golden orbs and onion domes, zigzagging tiles, trees that grow out of apartment windows. He dreamed of creating indoor moss-covered floors, though he was never able to get that approved.
I think you get it. Hundertwasser designed some crazy-looking buildings. Many architectural circles dismiss Hundertwasser's work as kitsch. They look like buildings from Dr. Seuss or Pee-wee's Playhouse or any number of children's cartoons.
But Hundertwasser actually got them built. And to him, they weren't just gimmicks. Real people live in his buildings. He was trying to reframe what the built environment can be, to reimagine what architecture is supposed to do.
Today, architecture is criminally sterile.
Today, architecture is criminally sterile, he says.
One of these Hunertwasser buildings stands in Magdeburg, the city where I was born. Magdeburg is in what used to be communist East Germany, and it's one of those cities full of endless grids and straight lines. It's rows and rows of gray Soviet-style apartment blocks and post-war architecture, until you walk onto the main street in the city center and encounter this huge, 8-story tall castle.
And this castle is bright, bright pink, salmon pink.
And it's decorated with brown tiled squiggles, like big ceramic vines creeping up the pink walls. There are almost 900 windows of all different shapes and sizes, and 150 different lollipop-looking columns hold up the building's floors. On the roof, 8 golden spheres rise triumphantly, like suns over the dull, homogeneous blocks around them.
Parts of the roof slope all the way down to the street, and it's covered in trees. This is why, even though the building is mostly pink, it's called the Green Citadel.
Residents of Magdeburg grappled with what to make of this gigantic, tree-topped, salmon-pink castle. Everyone has different opinions about it, including my grandparents, who live about a 20-minute walk from the Green Citadel in Magdeburg. I talked to them about it the last time I went back to visit.
An einem anderen Standort besser.
Ich habe gesagt, das soll er woanders bauen, wo keine Menschen sind.
Ja.
My grandpa says he thinks it looks like a monkey house.
Ich finde, das Ding sieht aus wie ein Affenhaus.
I ask him why, and he grunts about the colorful facade and wavy surface. It just doesn't fit.
Also mir gefällt das sehr gut sogar.
But my grandma, she likes it. In fact, she liked to live in it. It breaks with the sameness that is so typical of East Germany. As my grandmother describes it, quote, for 40 communist years, we lived in the same concrete high-rises. And here is an apartment building that represents the uniqueness of each resident. And Hundertwasser realized this. In my opinion, she says, there should be more buildings like it. Too bad he passed away.
Plans for the Green Citadel began in 1996 after the fall of the Berlin Wall. Hundertwasser died in 2000 while at sea on the QE2. The Green Citadel was completed 5 years later.
80% of the Green Citadel is covered in grass, and the building has what Hundertwasser called tree tenants, trees that were planted into special rooms inside of people's apartments. And his ideas about how to incorporate flora into buildings didn't stop with plants and trees. Hundertwasser was also really into mold, like the kind of mold that grows in the back of the fridge.
When a wall grows moldy, and the mold exhibits unusual patterns, or when moss grows over the geometric angles of a corner of a house, together with mushrooms and vegetation, life moves into a sterile house.
And as delightful as Hundertwasser's warped and kaleidoscopic buildings are, the exaltation of mold is where he and I part ways. At least we know he didn't suffer from allergies.
Instead of TV, it is better to watch nature grow wild and grow out of human control. For instance, in the case of spontaneous vegetation.
Oh boy.
Hundertwasser was big on manifestos. He had another one that he called, and I'm not making this up, the Holy Sh** Manifesto.
Every time we use the flush toilet, we think it is an hygienic accomplishment. But in fact, we violate the laws of nature. We pray before we eat and we say grace afterwards. But we do not pray when we sh**.
Everything taking humans away from nature, or any of our, you know, natural processes, was an affront to Hundertwasser. So his buildings were designed to keep us more in touch with our disgusting organic reality.
If we do not treasure our shit, and if we do not transform it into humus in honor of God and the world, we lose our right to be present on this earth.
Humus is the part of the soil that's rich and dark with organic matter.
Hunadvasa had proposed to plant natural urine purification systems and compost toilets in his buildings.
Although his investors wouldn't back indoor compost toilets in the Green Citadel. When Luisa was last in Germany, she talked her way into the building.
This is the shower that he put in for the bathroom. They use blue tiles as a rim.
And also there's no straight lines here either.
Oh, none.
I visited a bathroom in the Green Citadel. I didn't see any composting toilets. I didn't even see any mold. What I did see, though, were crazy patterns.
If you look at this, you have like round corners all over the apartment. There are no like sharp and crisp corners here.
Nicole Zanda and her partner Sebastian live in the Green Citadel.
Like you said, we have two bathrooms, one with a tub and one with just a shower.
Mm-hmm. The bathroom tiles are staggered and slightly shifted sideways so that they don't line up in columns. In some places, they're tilted diagonally or shattered and their fragments put back together to form a unique mosaic-like pattern. They showed me around their place.
And you see, this is a different kind of window. It opens up all the way and it's got that round on top of it.
Now we'll get into the parts of Hundertwasser's manifesto-laden worldview that is blissfully free of mold and excrement and appeals to our sense of individuality.
For Hundertwasser, the goal was to construct a creative lifestyle for the people who lived and worked in and around the Green Citadel. He designed the building to encourage residents' individuality to shine forth. And it wasn't just in terms of how he built the Green Citadel. Part of it were the rules that governed it.
The apartment house tenant must have the freedom to lean out of his window and as far as his arms can reach to change the outside walls of his building.
Hunadvasa encouraged residents to lean out of their windows and paint the facade around them any color and design they wanted. He called this concept Fensterrecht, or right of window.
He must be allowed to paint or transform his outside walls, his third skin, as far as his arms can reach, so that from far away from the street, everyone can see there lives a man who distinguishes himself from his neighbors and the other prisoners.
When he says prisoners, he's referring to you and me.
The idea was, clothes are your second skin, your home is your third skin.
And if we choose our own clothes, why shouldn't renters choose the colors for their outside walls, at least around the window? Hundertwasser believed that residents painting their windows, their homes, would be a form of their own self-expression. He wasn't explicitly demanding that residents lean out their windows and paint the borders around them, but he was hoping to design an environment that would encourage them to do it of their own free will.
I asked Sebastian and Nicole, the Green Citadel residents, if they thought about taking him up on his right of window idea.
We didn't, but technically the right is there, yeah.
But try hanging out the fourth floor of your window to try to change something. I'm not going to do that. I'm having a hard time cleaning the windows.
So far, only one person has taken Hunadvasa up on the right of window here, and the modifications were pretty minor.
And now residents need to apply to claim their Fensterrecht.
The building manager told me that he hasn't received a single application from anyone else requesting to paint the exterior facade around their window to exercise their Fensterrecht.
We took a quick poll here in the office, and both Sam and I would feel a little too intimidated to haphazardly paint the outside of our window on an already amazing building. Avery would be leaning outside to paint on day one, and Katie would be out there on a window washer's rig painting up a storm in a hot minute. I generally love the right of window idea, even if I wouldn't necessarily participate, but it also feels a little like forced fun. Like being required to take a day off of work to play wacky games with your coworkers on a company retreat, or audience participation at shtick dinner theater, or having a pop album appear automatically on your phone. It's mainly fun for people designing the experience.
That's the irony in all of this. Hunadvasa fought against architectural doctrine so that people could be free to express themselves, but only as he wanted them to.
In many ways, in addition to being brilliant objects of art, Hundertwasser's buildings were like concept cars or high fashion. A three-wheeled car with a bubble roof or 6-foot-tall fur hats are not meant for the mass market, but radical concepts move the norm forward. You certainly do not want a house full of mold. You really don't. It's terrible. But just try to find an urbanist these days who is not all for green roofs. And that's what the big talking, naked speech giving manifesto writers of the world are for. Percent Invisible was produced this week by Louisa Beck with Avery Truffleman, Sam Greenspan, Katie Mingle, and me, Roman Mars. We are a project of 91.7 local public radio KALW in San Francisco and produced in beautiful downtown Oakland, California out of the offices of ArcSign, who we check in with on so many of our stories.
I think as a reaction to Eastern European Soviet bloc style architecture, this makes a lot of sense when you look at it. Would I want to see this become the norm? Probably not, but I think it's always healthy to have a variety of things.
This is about a city who has the foresight to say, yeah, these art pieces as architecture are important.
I shudder to think at the number of little mistakes we would make if we didn't have Adam and Daniel and the whole crew at ArcSign at the desks right next to us to answer our questions. Oh my God. Thanks for being there, guys.
Whether you're a family vacation traveler, a business tripper, or a long weekend adventurer, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Choice Hotels has over 7,400 locations and 22 brands, including Comfort Hotels, Radisson Hotels, and Cambria Hotels. Get the best value for your money when you book with Choice Hotels. Cambria Hotels features locally inspired hotel bars with specialty cocktails and downtown locations in the center of it all. That's what I like. I like to be within walking distance of all this stuff. Radisson Hotels have flexible workspaces to get the most of your business travel and on-site restaurants. And at Comfort Hotels, you'll enjoy free hot breakfast with fresh waffles, great pools for the entire family, and spacious rooms. With so many hotel brands, Choice Hotels allows you to prioritize what you need. Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Arkel believes in delightful design for every home. And thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices, too. Everyone who's listened to this show for years knows how in the bag I am for Arkel furniture. I love it. I have a ton of it in my home. But our sound engineer, Martin Gonzalez, just redid his whole living room with Arkel. He sent me a picture, and it was almost comical how much Arkel furniture he stuffed into his Brooklyn apartment. So I'm going to let him tell you what he thinks.
I'm sitting here enjoying my brand new Arkel living room set. I replaced my junky, free and Craigslisted furniture with a very nice set from the Senni collection. I got a sofa, love seat, and chair, all in matching volcanic gray. Were delivered right to my door. All I did was pop open the boxes and screw some legs on. I am so much more excited to have people over now that I'm not embarrassed of my furniture. I did, in fact, use this offer code that Rowan is about to tell you.
Arkel is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit arkel.com/99 and the discount will automatically be applied at checkout. That's arkel.com/99 for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. 99% Invisible is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it's easy to create a beautiful website all on your terms. You don't want to miss Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new Asset Library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. Get started with one of Squarespace's professional website templates with designs for every category and use case, then customize your look, update the content, add features to fit your unique needs. I made my website, RomanMars.com, so long ago. I built it with Squarespace tools. It was so simple. I followed a good template. I customized it a little bit, add some social media stuff, and people get in touch with me for that website. It's perfect for my needs. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/invisible to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Better work presentations are possible. They're called Canva presentations. You can supercharge your work decks with AI-powered Canva presentations. Just start with a prompt, and Canva presentations will generate captivating slides in seconds. Or start with a stunning template and add images, graphics, charts, and data visualizations from their massive media library. You save time and wow your audience. There's a reason why Canva is used by 90% of the Fortune 500 companies. So nail your next work presentation with Canva presentations by heading to canva.com. Designed for work. You can find this show and like the show on Facebook. All of us are on Twitter, Instagram, and Spotify. But to find out more about this story, including cool pictures and links, and listen to all the episodes of 99% Invisible, you must go to 99pi.org.
Radiotopia. From PRX.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.